This community in central Kansas traces their lineage to the Netherlands, Poland, and Ukraine. During their journey, it was a chance meeting with one of the country's leaders which created a name that has been a part of this group's heritage for about two centuries now. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Many of the residents around Gosel, Kansas, can trace their heritage to a group with ties to Europe a few centuries ago.
The original group started out in Holland. From there, they went to West Prussia, which is now Poland area.
Fern Bartle traces her Mennonite heritage to that group who lived in what is today Poland over 200 years ago. But changes there had the group on the move once again.
The king, the ruler, said, you need to have your young men in the army. We're fighting this war. We need them in the war effort. And so they moved to Russia, to the what is now the Ukraine area.
The pacifist Mennonites decided to move to Russia. Along the way, they met someone very important.
It was the Tsar himself, Tsar Alexander. He was welcoming our ancestors to his land. The group decided that they would name their village Alexander Vol. The Vol part means the Tsar wished us well.
But after 50 years in Russia, the Tsar wanted the Mennonites to fight in his wars as well. In 1874, the group decided to cross the ocean and settle in the United States.
Well, there were many migrations, but this particular group came in two ships. Some of the group settled in Henderson, Nebraska. Some settled by Bueller, Kansas. And the majority of them settled here at Gosel.
But those Mennonites brought something very important from their Russian farms to their new home here in central Kansas. That story is next time as we travel the countryside. In Gosel, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCray.